Good morning. We're continuing Chayyad Mechel Shabbos, Klal Yudal, and we learned Simon Yudal, who discusses crushing ice, etc. We went through the opinion of the Chayyad, and I just want to clarify Halacha L'maisa, because in some points the Mishabura comes out, the Shulchan Aruch comes out, we do not necessarily follow the approach of the Chayyad. So again, it's clear in the Gemara that your person is allowed to put ice, the ice cubes into water, and they're going to dissolve on their own. So what is the heter? What is the logic behind that heter? So we have two opinions what the logic behind that heter is. One is the fact that it's happening, memela, it's happening by itself, as opposed to the person that's actively crushing it, is going to be mutter. So according to that opinion, even if one is doing it not in a mixture, it's happening on its own, it's going to be mutter. So a person takes ice out of the freezer, it puts the ice into a cup, empty cup, and the ice melts on its own, so that's going to be mutter because the person is not actively dissolving and crushing the ice, number one. Number two, according to that svara, if a person would put ice into water and then actively crush it in the water, even though it's going to immediately dissolve into the water which it comes out, so it's not going to be discernible, it's still going to be usher because you're actively melting it. So according to that explanation, the only issue we look at is if it's something which is a person is actively involved, or it's happening on its own, it's happening memela. The second approach that says the heter is based on the fact whether it's discernible or not. So the reason why it's mutter in the case of the Gemara is because the ice cube is in water, the ice is in water. So soon as it's dissolving, it's immediately transferring into the water which is there, so it's not discernible. The Chazal only answered it when it's discernible. So according to that approach, even a person would actively crush it in the water, it's going to be mutter, because the main point is the fact that it's not discernible. And alternatively, putting it into an empty cup and letting it melt on its own is going to be usher because it's discernible as it comes out. So we have chumras in both explanations. In Halacha L'maisa, the way the Ramah comes out and the Mishmur comes out in Siman Shin Yuches, the Chachila wants to be machmer for both of these opinions. So therefore, in a case where putting an ice to melt in an empty cup to use that liquid, a person should not do that. The Chachila. In a case where the ice is in the cup and the person is actively trying to crush it, even though it's with water, so as it comes out, it's not going to be discernible. One should not do that, the chachila, either. However, both opinions we say, in makom tzarich, a person can be makel. So a person needs water, and there's no water available. A person has a frozen milk, and there's no milk available except for frozen milk. So you don't want to put the frozen milk into water. You want to just let it melt on its own. Well, as it melts, it's going to become discernible. So since that's what is needed, that's going to be mutter. So those examples where that's going to be makom tzarich. But assuming that it's not makom tzarich, so a person should, both in a case where it's even if it's not discernible, if you're actively crushing it, it's going to be a problem. And even in a case where it's not discernible, so you have the heter not discernible, if you're actively crushing it, it's going to be a problem. And if you're passively doing it, but it's discernible, it's going to be a problem. So that's the chachila way one should approach that. So this plays out in some interesting cases. So if a person has the ice cubes in their cup and they're trying to crush the ice cubes in the cup, so that's a person should not do so. If the person, let's say, for example, is actively stirring it in order to cause the ice to melt, a person should not do that. What comes up an interesting question, which the Chayyadim touches upon, we see that your person should not pour hot water onto snow. The case of the Meir Glaim is mutter because that's like a mokum atzarech. But to pour hot water onto snow, it's not that you're actively, that's equivalent of actively melting it. So even though the snow, as it melts, is not discernible, but it's still going to be a problem. So what about pouring hot water onto sugar or instant coffee or instant tea? You're pouring the hot water directly onto the instant coffee, instant tea. So here you're actively, even though it's immediately going to be dissolved into the water, and you're not, it's not going to be discernible independently from the water, but you're actively doing it. So based on what we're saying, one should not do so. So what about putting the coffee into the water, or putting the sugar into the water after the water is there ready? It immediately starts to melt. But that assumption is an halacha. That's not called active. That's called passive. You're bringing it to the water, and then the water is doing it. So this, for these purposes, that would be considered doing it not directly, but more passively. But to pour directly onto them, there are some poskim which say that case is going to be yasser. The Supreme Rambam says that one does not need to be machmer. One explanation is that it's not really dissolving it. It's sort of just it goes into suspension inside of the water. So that's how it's understood chemically what's happening. So can we use the chemical concept that to our eyes it looks like it's dissolving and melting? So this seems to be a disagreement. So preferably one should avoid pouring the hot water directly, even in a case where there's not a question of bishul, pouring the hot water directly onto the sugar or onto the coffee. But obviously, it's not going to be, since our person would say that case is going to be mutter, if a person wants to do so, it's more convenient to do so, a person has what to rely upon. This question then leads us to the opposite case, making ice and Shabbos, Bes Hashem, and those type of things, which we'll talk about in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.